الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله، وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون. وإن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة، وأن تصدقوا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله، ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. O you who believe, fear Allah and give up what remains from your claims of usury if you believe. And if you do not so, then take notice of war against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you give up your usurious claims and repent to Allah, then you shall have your capital amounts. You will not deal with unjustly, nor will you be dealt with unjustly. And if the debtor is in difficulties, give him some time, some respite, until it is easy for him to repay the loan. And your writing off the debt and forgiving is better for you if you had only known. This was a royal decree that had come, a royal decree. It must be implemented with immediate effect. So the Quran Sharif says in very clear words, give up all your claims. All what وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى, what remains from your claims of usury, and it conditions it with your iman, that if you are believing, if you have belief, then you must give this up completely. And if you do not do so, then take notice of a war against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the most stern and severe words, Allah Ta'ala commands that this usury should be given up. And if you fail to give it up, then you take a notice of war against Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is not just a war merely of words, rather an ultimatum given to people to give up all the usurious claims for the liberation of usurious debts. As explained, any benefit that comes from a loan will amount to usury, be it in silver, be it in gold, be it in any other form. Any benefit or any extra that comes, any benefit that you gain from forwarding a loan, this will all amount to usury. The Quran and the Hadith have explained emphatically the harms and the consequences of usury. One Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warns us from sins that are destructive: shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, murdering, then eating of the wealth of orphans, and then usury, all destructive sins. In another hadith, it is reported that the one that consumes usury, the one that pays usury, the one that writes off the deal of usury, and the one that witnesses this deal, all are cursed, under divine curse, and all are equal in the curse, whether it is the person that is giving the usury, whether it is the person that is eating it, whether it is the scribe or the person that is writing this deal, and whether it is the one that is witnessing this deal, all are equal in under the la'nat and under the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said that he was taken perhaps on the night of Mi'raj, and he came across some people. One person was in a river of blood, and a person was on the banks, and the one that was on the bank was pushing this person away. As soon as this person that was in the river of the blood tried to swim across through the bank, this person on the bank had some boulders, he would throw those boulders and push him back. And Abisam inquired, it was mentioned to him that this was the person that consumed usury. Then one dirham of usury, according to the hadith, is worse than 36 fornications. When a person is involved in some illicit activity, something that is indecent, then the whole world looks down upon him. But the person that is consuming just one dirham of usury, then it is worse than 36 illicit activities. And remember, insulting and disgracing a Muslim is worse than usury. If usury is bad, and it's 36 times worse than an illicit activity, then disgracing and dishonoring and insulting a Muslim is even worse. Then another hadith is reported to have said that Abisam had seen people with stomachs and bellies as huge as homes, and within those bellies were snakes and scorpions. Again, this was the person that taken usury. And again, in a hadith it is reported that usurer will not enter into Jannat, like the usurer, the person that is an alcoholic, an addict, and then these people not even enter into Jannat. Therefore, that Umar radiallahu anhu had once cautioned people that Rasulullah had left the world and did not explain some of the very finer details of usury. So, what are you supposed to be doing? Leave out and give up usury entirely. And those things that are going to put you into doubt, you're not clear whether this will amount to usury or not, give it up. And this is far better for you. Outwardly it may seem that which is doubtful, if you're going to consume it, it's going to increase the quantity of your wealth. But really it brings about decrease. The barakat goes away, the good goes away from all that wealth. A lot of wealth will be squandered, but very little will be achieved from that wealth of yours, because it is now mixed up and adulterated with haram and with something that is filthy. Like one drop of urine is placed into a bottle of water, the whole thing becomes unconsumable, filthy. Similar is that wealth, now you're mixing it up with halal and haram wealth, and the barakat of it is all being destroyed. You can't achieve the type of good that you would have achieved from good and pure wealth. وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسَ مُوَالِكُمْ. And if you give up these claims and repent to Allah Ta'ala sincerely, then you will have your capital amounts. Capital amount, it will be permissible for you to consume, and you will not deal unjustly, nor will you be dealt with unjustly. وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَزِيرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. In another hadith it is reported that two things invite the divine wrath. One is usury, and the second is illicit relationship. We see these floods, the damage it causes, the problems, the fear that it brings about, but can we see our community or people, whether locally, globally, but everyone is involved to some extent or the other in something that is illicit or some type of usury, if not direct, indirectly, somehow or the other, connected to usury. So this is a straight invitation for the wrath and the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to know, why is this happening, unseasonal rains, the damage that is caused, the fear that brings about. Then this is the reason that is explained in the hadith. When people get involved in these type of things, usury and illegitimate trade and an illicit relationship, then this is an invitation to divine wrath and divine curse. And what is our behavior supposed to be? If the debtor is in difficulties, then give him some respite, give him some time until it is easy for him to repay, and remit and write it off altogether is even better for you if you had only known. When you forward a loan to a person, then from the time that you had forwarded the loan till the due date, for each day that passes, you get the reward of spending that entire amount in charity. You had lent the person 100 rands, for example, from today till the end of next month, for each day that passes, then you get the reward of that entire amount, giving that entire amount in charity. And if for some reason, then you've given him further respite after the due date, it was payable, it was due at the end of next month, and for some reason he could not pay it up, and you had given him further respite with a smile and with a good heart, then the reward of the charity is actually doubled. Now you not get the reward of just spending 100 rand in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Rather, for each day from that point onwards would be 200 rand sadaqah in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the spirit that we need to have, not to squeeze the person and not to put him into constraints. Rather, like Allah Ta'ala has given us abundance, then we also be considerate and compassionate with the bondsmen of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَنْتَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Like you would like abundance, and you like Allah Ta'ala to forgive, and to continuously pour and shower His favors upon you, then you're supposed to be doing the same to His bondsmen and His slaves. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And fear the day that you will be brought back to Allah Ta'ala. Then shall every soul be paid back in full for what it earned, and none will be dealt with unjustly. Wherever there is a command, then in order for us to understand the importance of the command, Allah Ta'ala reminds us about the day of Qiyamah, that this life is not continuous, it is not eternal. It is just a dream, it is for a short while, a fleeting, transitory life. Remember the main day is when you're going to be called back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Remember the time for accountability, you will stand before the judgment seat. Then it will be just His grace that will usher you into Jannat and into His forgiveness. So you want His grace, then you also be gracious to His servants. You want His compassion, then you be compassionate. Forgive, overlook faults, and don't go and embarrass and disgrace people, constrain them and make wrong types of comments that will hurt, that will injure, that will disgrace people. Rather, forgive, overlook. Like you want also to be treated with honor, with respect, and with compassion, then treat the bondsmen of Allah Ta'ala in the same manner. Give us tawfiq.